This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, I was just thinking about the time I was being attacked by the state of Missouri. $100,000 for unpaid sales tax. And I bristled and I came out swinging. And they wrote me an apology. And of course, I did not have to pay them because I didn't owe them anything. And I wrote a letter to the governor. And I demanded that he disband the Department of Revenue. State of Missouri. Well, he never responded. And I thought, gosh, one of his floozies didn't even, take the time to say, thank you so much for your letter, Mr. Fennelli. We're looking into it, and, we'll get back to you when hell freezes over. They didn't even do that. Well, this governor, the governor of the corrupt state of Missouri, has been indicted. Yeah, he's a Navy SEAL. Well, he was a Navy SEAL. He's a national disgrace. He's a Republican. Now, I'm not saying that Republicans are better than the other team. I think they're both despicable. I used to be a Republican. I think I'd like to try the Democrats and see from the inside how despicable they are. I mean, I know from the outside, but it sure would be nice to know from the inside. Well, so Greitens or Gritchens, G-R-E-I-T-E-N-S is how he spells his name. He's 43. And it looks like, there were some pictures that he took, and he kind of was rough on this woman, and he's having he's seen her on the side, and things weren't working so well, and so she got annoyed, and next thing you know, he's indicted. Well, great. I think that's wonderful. Throw him out. Now, it's not like he's the only one. There are plenty of people in government. Yeah, yeah. And so, when someone says they're a politician, that's like saying, well, what do you do for a living? Well,
yeah, that's like saying you're a professional liar.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And an abuser of women, and I get my own way, and that kind of stuff. That's what it is with these politicians. They're horrible. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Make this fast, and then I'll get off. I know you have other things to cover. The Titanic story is much deeper than is generally well known. There were three ships that were sister ships. The first one that was built was the Olympic. The next one was
the
Titanic. All right. And the third one was the Britannic. Now,
also say Britannic.
Yeah. But the Olympic was involved and had the same captain who was the captain of the Titanic, but earlier had been involved with they hit a battle cruiser and it was rendered unseaworthy. Well, there is a story. And I believe that it was investigated, but it's been fairly hushed up over the time, was that J.P. Morgan, it's the equivalent of the early 1900s let no disaster go to waste. I'll just say that they believe there was a switch between the not-so-seaworthy, more or less couldn't get an inspection sticker of the Olympic, the first one that was built, and that the name was changed to the Titanic. And when it set off on its sail, it set up on its maiden voyage, J.P. Morgan invited the three most powerful moneyed men in the world to go on the ship as his personal guest. Now,
we were actually going to go into the story.
I wasn't sure of this. Well, I apologize because I just wanted it known.
That's all right.
Because
no, go ahead. You might know details that I don't
know. George, please continue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what they said was that the Titanic disaster happened in 1912, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The Federal Reserve Act came into Congress in the next year, 1913. J.P. Morgan was one of the backers, but he also knew, in his little consortium of individuals who wanted the Federal Reserve, knew that they were going to be met with very severe opposition by these three moneyed men when they sprung their plan into action, because they had the most to lose. Now, when that ship went down, all three of those most powerful men of the time in finance went down with the ship. J.P. Morgan surfaced in France in about the better part of a week later, where he had spent time with his mistress. He never had any intention of going on that ship, as you said. He just happened to arrive late. And in one fell swoop, he not only got rid of a ship that was a liability and would cost a pretty penny to basically refurbish, and at the same time got rid of his three powerful competitors who would have possibly overturned and prevented the Federal Reserve, which is basically just the cartels basically stealing and ripping off peoples and nations since that time. And at the same time, he gets the insurance money from the Titanic on a ship that had already been paid off, was not rendered seaworthy, and then the Titanic appears later as the Olympic. And I believe it was maybe it was the Britannic, or it might have been the Olympic, was used as a troop ship in World War I, which was also part of the plan with long-reaching consequences. You can see what it's done to our world and how it's reached up, you know, financially, militarily, and so on. And that's all I'll say, because I don't want to interrupt, you know, Gwyneth's, recitation on this.
That's great. And you did have extra details that I didn't know, but we were going to go into that next, and I wrote that in the email earlier. Isn't that right, Vincent?
No, that's correct. George?
Yep.
I believe what you're saying is the Olympic was the ship that could not get a classification as seaworthy. Is that correct?
Yes, because of the collision.
And that they did a switcheroo of the names.
So the Olympic
could get paid off.
And the Olympic was... Are you saying the Olympic became the Titanic? Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the Olympic and the Titanic are the same ship, both not seaworthy. Both the renamed Olympic, which became the Titanic, was billed as being unsinkable.
Well, since they were three sisters, sister ships in all, it's like one sister might get all the press, whereas the other press, well, the other sisters, for whatever reason, might be basically pushed into the background, and it might have served a purpose doing such a thing. But I will say that, in other words, some ships were, they had the expression an Ascension Day mission in the military, I think the German military. And what it meant, in other words, You had no chance of coming back. It was a one-way mission, and they were going to make sure that you didn't come back because it was already prearranged that the very same captain who was involved in the first ship he captained, and he collided with a battle cruiser, strangely enough, collides with an iceberg the second time. Now, either he's jinxed, or it's just a coincidence, whichever it may be.
I heard a theory a long time ago, and I can't remember where I heard it, but that Captain Smith was actually friends with a famous magician of the day who specialized in hypnotism, and that that was a possible answer as to his irrational behavior. Was that he was actually hypnotized, and it was a, you know, you get these whacked out mind control SSRI guys, and they just go out and kill a bunch of people. That they didn't obviously have SSRIs back in the day, but they certainly had hypnotism, and hypnotism has been proven over and over and over again to be an absolutely lethal weapon. That a guy who is under hypnotic control, he'll go out and he'll do the most irrational, dangerous stuff and then not remember anything about what he's done afterwards. And it's, you know, Smith's not behavior on that evening would tend to suggest somebody who was under some sort of hypnotic control, because it was just totally irrational that he was like, no, we're going to go full speed ahead and then I'm going to leave the bridge. All right, see you later. Who does that? You don't do that. He left the bridge.
But wouldn't that be also unscrupulousness, like you say, the same thing with Fiat, or the same thing with Roosevelt with Pearl Harbor, and so on down the list? In other words, it's not by, what do we used to call it, accidentally on purpose?
Yeah, it was accidentally on purpose, absolutely, mm-hmm. But that hypnosis could have had a role to play as well. And I can't remember the name of the hypnotist, but that he actually had a friend who was quite a famous hypnotist and magician at the time. You know, so I don't know if anybody wants to look that up.
It's strange, though. I'm sorry.
It is,
I'll just
say
this.
Very strange.
Well, no, but Colonel House, you've heard of Colonel House, both of you, haven't you?
Yeah.
He walked into the chamber when they passed that legislation. I think it was like at midnight or very late at night. Few people there. Colonel House, they believe he would walk into a room, walk out, and suddenly they believe that he made hypnotic suggestions because he was present when the Federal Reserve Act was passed. He came in,
yeah,
and he made a statement and then walked out.
Hold that thought.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. George in New Hampshire is with us. We're talking about Edward M. House, H-O-U-S-E. Edward Mandell, M-A-N-D-E-L-L, House. He died in 1938. And he was known as an American diplomat, politician, and advisor to President Woodrow Wilson. Now, he had the nickname Colonel House, but he never had any military service. He was a highly influential backstage politician in Texas before he became a supporter for the presidential bid of Woodrow Wilson in 1912. So he was kind of like an executive agent, Wilson's chief advisor on European politics and diplomacy during World War I, which was 1914 to 18. Here's something that I read about Edward Mandell House. And he described to President Woodrow Wilson how the Federal Reserve Act will be used to enslave the American people. So, according to what I'm reading, Woodrow Wilson knew this was coming on, and he sold us out. Just like what would be typical of a politician, to sell out his office, to sell out his responsibilities, to violate his oath of office. And I think that anyone who violates his oath of office should be tried, and if found guilty, drawn and quartered. Drawn and quartered. Because murder is really bad, right? When people kill each other. But to lie to everybody upon pledging an oath to protect and serve and defend, when someone does that, it's unthinkable and unspeakable, and it deserves an appropriate action, which I think a good one is drawing and quartering. Lethal injection, now. Drawing and quartering while still alive. While still alive. Slow. Painful. Set an example. Make an example. But it'll never happen. Why? Because we'd be asking the people who run the candy store to perform the service of eliminating the criminals in the candy store. They'll never happen.
Mm-hmm. We hope that they go on to a higher authority and a eternal judgment.
Yeah.
Well, they
and
do.
Too soon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The
only thing is we have to wait to get a ringside seat, right? It'd be nice.
Yep.
It'd be nice if we could see. It'd be nice if we had instant karma. That's Norm Shuley's term, instant karma. You know, why wait? Wouldn't it be nice to find out now?
Yep.
George,
but, you know,
excellent thoughts.
Well, I'll get off so you when it can continue. And like I said, I just wasn't sure. I thought you were going to move on to another subject, so I just wanted to throw that out there at least the opportune time I had. All right, thank
George.
You.
I'm glad you did, because I didn't know that about the switcheroo between the Titanic and the Olympic. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, talking about karma, okay, one of the billionaires who was on board the ship who was killed in that maritime disaster was Alex Fulford, okay? And Alex Fulford had a wife and a child. He was on the Titanic. His wife and his child were not. That son grew up that he had in abject poverty because somehow the courts never could sort out his father's estate. And he was in a rather sad and unusual position of, you know, being the heir of one of the wealthiest men on the earth at that time and never ever being able to access his estate. But he grew up, and in time he had a son as well. And we'll talk about that some more when we get back on the other side of the break.
Thank you very much. George, would you like to stay with us? George, feel free to stay with us if you'd like to. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's just a quick announcement. There's a two-day regional conference, March 8 and 9, West Plains, Missouri. I'm going to do my best to be there. It's called the Bringing Back the American Small Farm. Bringing Back the American Small Farm. Website, AmericanSmallFarm.com. AmericanSmallFarm.com. I'm going to give you a phone number if you're interested. 417-293-0590. 417-293-0590. There's a link on the website, USA Prepares, front page. And it's about what you need to know if you're interested in small family farming. And that's what I do. That at our farm in Missouri. That's what Gwyneth Isaacs does in her farm in Australia. We're both small family farmers. Okay, Gwyneth, you're talking about Alex Fulford. He was killed. His son survived. What's the rest of that story?
Yep. His son survived, had the irony of being the son of one of the wealthiest men in the world, and yet his mother was constantly penniless because the estate was mysteriously tied up in the courts for years. And I don't think that he ever came into his estate, actually. He was a small boy when his father died. And but he grew up and he became a man and he got married and he had a son. And his son, he named his son Benjamin. And you know something, karma has a really interesting way of coming around. Because Benjamin Fulford has actually turned into one of the most vehement enemies of the Federal Reserve banking system in the world today. And you might think, and Benjamin Fulford, I don't know, I suppose he would be in about his 40s. And you say, well, how could somebody in their 40s have a... you know, grandfather who died in the Titanic. Well, my grandfather, I'm in my 40s, and my grandfather was in World War One at the Battle of the Somme. So it's perfectly possible, you know. There are such a things as wide generation gaps. Anyway, Ben Fulford, if you look up his photo, if you just type in Ben, F-U-L-F-O-R-D, and get a look at his image on a Google search. It should come up right away. He's reasonably famous. He is an absolute, he has set himself up as an enemy and a vocal advocate against central banking on this planet. And he's fully aware of who his grandfather is. And he is absolutely determined to bring down this whole Federal Reserve banking system. And you know something, if you look in his eyes, you can actually see the determination that's there. And I don't know that he'll do it on his own, but something on the inside of me says that he is in fact going to be a key player. He has not forgotten, and he is determined that he is somehow going to put right what happened to his grandfather all those years ago. Yeah. And so you're probably looking at him now.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you mention this, because the other team, these evil people that we're talking about, we're not talking about Ben Fulford, we're talking about the evil people, the hidden hand that runs the world. These evil people will bring down ships, they will bring down airplanes, and the collateral damage is huge. So they figured out how to do things. Let me give you an example. So the World Trade Center has got some problems. It's got some asbestos, and oh, geez, what are we going to do with it? It's too expensive to fix it. Well, let's take it down. But how can we collect
plasma weapon?
But how can we collect the insurance on it? That's what they figured out how to do. They figured out how to take it down.
Yeah, just our plasma weapon.
Yeah.
And then fly some airplanes into it.
Yeah. And so
and
now
it's with explosives all at the same time.
So now it's, you know, it's not our fault. Heck, and they collect on the insurance. And what a great scam. Now, what else was in that building? What else were we trying to cover up? So we know we had a defective building. We know that we took it down, or they took it down. And and it happened to Flight 800. It's happened to many aircraft. It happened to the governor of Alaska. His plane crashes and disappears. When the question is, who's on the plane and what do they know? And
yeah,
I'll tell you what.
It's usually somebody that they want rid of.
Yeah, and you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy to get in mass transportation. You got to be crazy. Because the other team is willing to kill everybody on board to get their target.
Yeah, just to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely true.
So
that's absolutely the truth of it.
I don't fly commercially. I won't fly commercially. I'm not going to get on a ship. I'm not going to get on a train. If I can't get there under my own power, I'm not going. I'm not going. And if I can't bring my gun, I'm not going. Simple as that.
Yeah. But, yeah, you look at Ben Fulford and you look into his eyes. He is never going to give up as long as these central banks live on this earth, because he will never forget what J.P. Morgan personally did to his grandfather by sending him to the bottom of the ocean on the Titanic, you know. Don't know who the other billionaires were, but I know. And it's amazing. The other two other people who were on the Titanic were the sons of the other shareholder. There were only two shareholders in the White Star Line, apparently. One of them was J.P. Morgan, and another one was somebody else who had two adult sons. Both of those adult sons were on board the Titanic and went down with the ship. And do you know something? Their father, upon hearing that news, was in such a state, he was in such distress that he took ill and 3 years later died. And to this day, somewhere in Pennsylvania, there's an absolutely massive house that's full of the most gorgeous, artifacts that I think anyone has ever seen. They've got a high-class security system. They've got gates around it. You know, it's, you know, they've probably got a fleet of Dobermans looking after the place and such like. It's well guarded. That is the mansion of the Titanic owner. But he died 3 years after the Titanic went down. He died of a broken heart. And you know something? It was so easily preventable. So easily preventable. But I believe that J.P. Morgan had a lot to do with that ship sinking. But he's got a lot to do with this ship, meaning the planet, sinking. He's currently receiving his eternal rewards at the moment, because none of us is immortal. All of us are going to go and face our Maker one day. David Rockefeller recently came before the Great White Throne that sits in heaven, and he's currently, in whatever eternal destiny awaits him. But unfortunately, we're still blighted with the presence of George Soros. But all these men, they're very, very, very old. And one day, they're going to go. And do you know something? Every one of us at some stage has to stand before God and answer for all the things that we've done on this earth. And each one of us has to live as best we can so that we don't inflict this sort of damage on other people in our own lives, you know, that we operate in due diligence, that we do the right thing, the proper thing, you know, so that people around us are not harmed. And if every single one of us did this, then, you know, disasters big and small wouldn't happen, you know. If that guy, you know, that train that got derailed a while ago, if they still had physical men operating the line switches on the tracks, okay, that was my grandfather's employment. He was in charge of the switching station at the side of the railway lines, and he had a schedule of switches that he had to manually throw to send this train that way, that train the other way. Computers hadn't been invented yet, okay, that could do that. And he did that, and it was his employment. And, you know, it kept him in a job, and it was an important job, and he was happy. But, you know, now I've got, and the chances of anybody randomly coming in and just deciding that they were going to throw a particular switch and send one train barreling into another was zero. Because there's no way that my grandfather would have let that happen. And he received his initial training in the Household Cavalry, guarding His Majesty, you know, riding a big black horse, wearing a big brass helmet with a ponytail coming out the top. That was his initial training. So he was military. But he was also a rail engineer, and that was his job. There was no way that anyone would have ever had the chance, because if they'd tried, he would have killed them. But they never did try, because back in the day, everybody had honor.
We'll be right back. I've got a quote, David Rockefeller's quote, 1991, when we come back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why can't you go to your...
Take my...
When you go to...
DC,
for
2 seconds,
don't
you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to learn more about Gwyneth Isaacs, go to USAPrepares.com, page number 1. Or if you'd like to go to the instructors tab at USA Prepares, you'll find her there, and there's a link, and you can click on it and take you right to her Facebook page.
Okay.
Here's a...
I also now have a page on Steemit. That's www.steemit.com, and that's / GUINEITHISAACS, Gwyneth Isaacs. On Steemit. So, and I'm going to be posting there probably. I'm going to get into posting there more regularly than Facebook because it's a more secure site. And, you know, you have the facility there to actually do proper blog posts. And there's also, because it's secured on a blockchain, there's also the opportunity for me to earn a bit of income from it. So if you go there and get a Steemit account, and you can upvote me, and that generates Steem coins for me, which I can then go and sell. It doesn't cost you anything. But, yeah, it'll help me if you do that. Yeah,
I'll put a link on our website.
Okay.
For that, Gwyneth.
That's so good. Thank you for
that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
And Gwyneth, thank you for all of your hard work. And, you know, it's an uphill fight that we're in. We're outnumbered. There are a bunch of stupid people out there who don't understand and are fat, dumb, and happy just to watch TV and drink their beer. And that's not who we have in our class, but they're out there, and they outnumber us. We're only, in my opinion, there's only 0.1% who is paying attention, who kind of understands what's happening. In that line of thinking, here is, this is from Rents.com. I've never talked with Jeff Rents. I'd love to. I'd love to have him on the air with me. He does a lot of good work, and I respect him. But I've never met him. I've never talked to him. And so this is from his website, David Rockefeller's 1991 Bilderberg quote. Quote, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. He went on to explain. Oh, it gets worse. He went on to explain, it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government. The supranatural sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries." David Rockefeller speaking in June.
Dumbaggery, first class.
Yeah.
That really,
that was
really
David Rockefeller speaking in June 1991, Bilderberger meeting in Baden, Germany. A meeting also attended by Governor Bill Clinton.
George Soros.
And Dan, Vice President Dale, Dan Quayle. So if you wonder, do these guys know what's happening? Yeah, I guess they do. And he said that having the intellectual elite and the world bankers running the show is preferable to national autodetermination. That means us controlling our own destiny. They've taken over. And who's responsible for covering all this up? The New York Times, Time Magazine, the Washington Compost, and others. Don't subscribe. Don't subscribe. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.